God has a way of supplying our needs even before we ask. You know, I was thinking the other day on this. When I was born, God knew what I needed. And He started that very time supplying for me. And even back before that, at the creation of the world, God started supplying our needs of each and every one of us. And, you know, you and I, we might think that nobody cares or nobody's interested. And I have talked to people that you knew their mind was all somewhere else. They wasn't even interested in what you was having to say. But you know, I've never found that with God. He's always been interested in what I had to say. Especially if we're interested in what He's got to say. And you know, God's Word is not going to change. Man has changed a lot. And our standards have changed drastically. You know, used to, just a good moral person, not a Christian, just a good moral, decent person, their standards are higher than most Christian people's standards today. And we still think that God should bless us. You know, and you hear on Christian radio, you hear people talk about the lives that Christians live, the things that they do. And I just think, why are you referring to them as Christians? Because they come from a family that went to church, or because they even belong to a church, does not make them a Christian. A Christian is a Christ-like person. And, you know, you and I, at our very best, we shouldn't stick our chest out and say, I'm a Christian, to the world, because they're looking at everything to find in you that's wrong. Me and you, if we tell them anything, we're trying to live the very best that we can before God and to do God's will. And, you know, a Christian, the word has come to, it means nothing to the world because they see people that says, I'm a Christian, and live like anything but. And each and every one of us, our life should be that would be pleasing unto God. And, you know, faith in God is the only way that we can even come close to the standard that God wants us to be. Paul said that he died daily. Paul, in other words, done exactly what the Bible said, present his body a living sacrifice. He laid it down daily for God. He repented for God for any failings he had that very day. You and I, we need to be the same kind of a person. And if we will listen unto the words of the Lord, if we will take it to heart and make it our life, we can become something far better than we ever thought we could. You know, in our life, there's many things that we come in contact with that looks good on the outside. As I was going to mow the other day, there's an apple tree there in the edge of our neighbor's yard, and they're gone off. They're not even in the state right now. And they have people hired that comes and mows, and they didn't even pick them up. They just mowed through these apples. Well, as I was pulling up there, I'd seen there's a new one, and it fell, and it was laying on the ground, and one tore up. And I thought, boy, that's such a pretty apple. Oh, it's a shame to see it waste like that. So I walked over and I got it. And it was pretty. And if you like a tart apple, it was real good. But the first bite or so, it almost hurt my teeth. But it looked so pretty, and oh, it'd be a good cooking apple. But it's not the best apple I ever ate, although it looked so pretty. Well, you know, a lot of times here in this world, people go by the pretty and the looks. But God judges by what's on the inside, honey. And you and I, we might not look the prettiest or the best in the world, but if we're bringing forth the fruit God wants, then that makes us pleasing unto the one that counts, to that inspector that sees below the peeling. And that's what really counts, isn't it? You can find, as the old joke, the guy that got married on the wedding night, when his wife took off her false eyelashes and all of her makeup and all of this and putting it in a drawer, he looked at her and said, "Where do I get, in the bed or in the drawer?" Because he realized there's as much of her in the drawer as there was coming to bed with him. You and I, the world today, are made up so that you don't see the real person. Only God's looking at that real person. And we need to get all of this that we put our faith and trust in here to hide all our flaws. We need to get in our heart that we want to please God so that the flaws of the outward parts of our body don't matter. You know, I went to have some surgery on a place on the side of my face. This doctor that Carol seen just the other day, that she takes care of me, and it was something that they thought, you know, might develop into a skin cancer, so they wanted to take it off and have it tested. And she said, "Well, I can take that off," she said, "but I'll have to send you over to a plastic surgeon later to hide the scar." And I laughed. And I said, "With this face, I'm going to be worried about a little scar under my jawline." I said, "No." I said, "You just take it off. I'm not going to worry about it. I put up with scars and potholes and everything in my face for a long time. And one more isn't going to hurt." And she thought that was so comical. Well, you know, people are so concerned about their looks on the outside, and they care not about what the inside looks like. And we need to get to the deeper truths about the situation. When we really look beyond what's on the outside, let's hope and pray that the world sees a good man or a good woman. Somebody that's striving to be like God. All right, if you'd like to read with us, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the faith chapter, we'll start off with just the first two verses. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report." Then in Colossians, the 4th chapter and the 2nd verse, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Now, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. What does he mean there? Watch in prayer with thanksgiving. And, you know, there's all kinds of people today that I don't know what they say a prayer for, because that's what it boils down to. They're saying a prayer, but they have no faith or nothing backing up it. But here, he tells us to continue in prayer and watch the same with in the same with thanksgiving. And here in this first verse said, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now faith is what's going to make a difference in our life. He said the elders obtained a good report. Why? Because they had faith to believe in what God said and in the covenant God had made with them. They believed God and they stood upon that word. And they practiced prayer. They prayed prayers to God that they believed in what they was asking of God. And, you know, you and I today, a lot of people, they think that we're living in a time when God is just going to be blessing and God's going to be pouring out His blessings upon us and that we can just live such a wonderful life because we joined some church and we're a Christian. Because if I was a member of that denomination, that makes me a Christian. But that's not it. We've got to have that faith in God before we're going to obtain a good report in the eyes of God. And as we were talking in Sunday school, what did God look at a Job about? And He said, have you considered my servant Job? He does stand in all of His way. He paid the money that Job had a standard that he wasn't willing to compromise. You and I today, does God look down at us and see anything about us that He could tell the devil? Have you considered this servant of God? Imperfect and upright in His way. Heard what He has to say. Don't go near me. I have such a time trying to keep it on the straight and narrow. You don't need to go around here and already temptation because He won't listen to what I have to say to Him anyway. You know, I'm afraid a lot of times today our church people listen very little to the messages and the lessons that God has for us in His Word because we're too busy with our mind upon things here that we want to do or that we have done in the past. You know, as I was saying earlier, we probably got somewhere around 45 acres of hay down right now. And the next couple of days are going to be some hard work. But if I don't live to get it done, oh well. I would much rather have my heart right with God than to get all the hay there is in this state put up and have the barns all full of everything that you need. Because the Bible says to the rich man that was ready to tear down everything that he had and build greater. Why? Because he had much good. But God said, this God, thou told him it required of me. Then who's it going to be? You and I today, we need to have our heart right with God. Have faith in God. When God looks down, He sees a child that's obedient unto Him. He sees one that's hungry and one that wants to do the will of God. One that has that desire. Not only listen, not only praying unto Him, but also watching and praying and being thankful for the things God has given us to Him. You and I today, the world is full of people that never looks up to thank God for the blessing that He bestowed upon us. And yet we think tomorrow everything that we want should still come our way. You know, Dad said a lot of people are just like a hog under an acorn tree. They'll eat all day long and never look up to see where those acorns are coming from. Human beings are the same way. We're willing to accept every blessing God sends down, but never lift our eyes toward God and say, thank you, Lord, from a sincere heart. You know, prayer changes things. And, you know, there's all kinds of people that think, well, I prayed this morning, and that should be enough. For I prayed when I was in church Sunday, and that should be enough to take care of me. You and I, God said for us to continually pray. You know, not saying it's criticizing, but have you ever been around somebody that you just thought, boy, I wish they'd hush? Because it is constant talk. I mean, you would just give anything for just a little bit of silence.
Well, you know, you can talk to God from the time you get up in the morning to you go to bed. And He's not wanting you to hush. The more you talk to Him, and the more you listen to what He has to say, you'll find the freer the conversation gets between you and Him.
You know, I've got some grandkids that if you're around them 15 or 20 minutes at times, they almost repeat, do their whole conversation and come back and start repeating it all over again. Just like it was brand new. I ain't saying they got Alzheimer's already, but it's just the way they like to talk and communicate. Well, me and you, because we asked something of God yesterday or 30 minutes ago, we can go talking to Him about that same thing again. And you know, the thing I like about Him, He has the patience to give me the same answer over again. Where a lot of times after a while, you get a little irritated with the grandchild and you say, I done told you that. God don't do that. He's more patient than we are. He's more patient than granddaddies and daddies and mamas, brothers and sisters. Isn't it wonderful enough? We could put faith and trust in one that has never failed us, never let us down. Look, take the time to read in that 11th chapter. 24 times you'll find faith in there, what that it done, how it changed lives, what a difference it made. And the people that had faith are the ones that stands out in the Bible. But there's a whole lot more that could have been mentioned in this chapter, and the writer, Paul, even says that. You and I today, faith is something that when storms, physical storms or spiritual storms comes our way, faith in God is something that can protect us. You know, right there at the house, I was standing looking out my bedroom window when it sounded like a tornado was coming. And I felt air start pouring in around them windows because they were bowing in some. And I went and got away from them. The next morning, there was trees laid down behind the barn, across the hill, through an old orchard, and down across concrete, great big oak trees that it laid down. My house was not damaged. Daryl's house was not damaged. The barns was not damaged. No cars or nothing was damaged. Isn't it wonderful to know we have a God that knows right where we are, and He can pick a storm up and set it over here and let it come back down? Why? Because if He's got a praying child down there, God's able to watch over you. I can remember a back here in the Second World War, this boy that was on, the story about it, this boy that was in the war, as they would fight the battle, and they had two or three men, they'd been shot down trying to re-raise the flag over the area where they were, and this boy asked his captain, he said, what time is it back in the United States? And he told him the time. He said, I'll go up and raise that flag. Why the Lord? When it comes that time, he went up and raised it. And when he come back, the captain said, what never did they? What time it was? He said, Paul said, she'd be praying for me every day. And that time, and I knew that I'd be protected by the prayer that she prayed. You and I today, faith can move mountains. It will pray. Faith can stop bullets. It can do all things. And we can believe fire. Don't you pray a prayer. But he said, watch in the same with thanksgiving. Thank God for what he's already done. And looking and expecting greater things to come if we can believe. You know, I can remember hearing a testimony from the first Gulf War over there, the men that was beating the Iranians back from Kuwait. And they was getting ready to move out because they all had night vision goggles. And they was going to move out in the night and just overrun the enemy. And there in the desert, it come up a rainstorm. And they couldn't go. And they was all upset because we had everything ready to go. They was all upset over it. And the next morning, when daylight come, rain had washed the sand away. And they was fixing to go right out across a minefield. The rain had exposed all of the mines that was there. You and I, if we'll put our faith and trust in God, He can protect us from everything the enemy sets against us. But first of all, we must pray and have faith to believe in what we're asking. Here in that 11th chapter, it's full of men that have faith and believe in what they ask of God. Well, did God quit working when they died? No. You and I today, faith in God is still rewarded by prayers answered and victories won. And God is not going to change because times change, people change. God's not. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God's got the power to win all battles. There isn't a battle that God cannot win if we put our faith and trust in Him. And you and I, you know, people look at things in life and just think, well, I might as well throw up my hands and quit. As I was listening to program this morning on the radio, this man was talking about a song that he sang, and a woman testified about it, that she had had quite a few tragedies in just a short time. And though she was just a young woman, she just thought life wasn't worth living, and she took her son to her mother's, was driving down the road crying with the intentions of killing herself, and heard the song on the radio about when you've lost everything. And that's where she was at. She had lost everything. How God was still good. Wonderful. And because of that, the next day she went to church and gave her heart to the Lord. You and I, the things that we have here in life, they're just temporary. If I lose my home, I'm 63 years old in just a few days. If I lose my home here, it was only going to be mine for a few more years anyhow. Why turn my back upon God? Because he said, I go to prepare a home for you. And if I go,
I'll come again and receive you unto me, that where I am, there you may be also. You and I, what he's preparing for us is for all of eternity. Why should I get discouraged because fire or something destroys my home here? It's only temporary. Don't lose faith in God. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Job, through all he had, God said he wavered not. Job, through all that happened to him, he sinned not with his lips. Me and you, that's an example for us to live by. When the storms and the trials come of this life, don't be discouraged. Lift your head and know victory is still yours. You and I, if we get concerned about the things here and worried in this life over what's happened to us, to where we want to throw up our hands and quit, read the Bible. People have suffered far greater than anything that we're going through and kept their integrity with God. Was a testimony of how great God was and is. You and I today, we can let the devil discourage us, or we can continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. You and I, when we get up of a morning, if you start your day off with prayer, it will go a whole lot better. But even if you've prayed and had a wonderful time with the Lord, don't think that the devil isn't trying to set a snare, a trap for you somewhere or another. He's worse than a cop with radar hiding behind a bush. He'll catch you at a time when you ain't expecting it. That's why it always pays to be ready to start praying at any time. You know, I have prayed a prayer in a second's notice, just almost immediately. And, you know, I thank God for that. Instead of getting, when a tragedy comes, instead of getting scared real bad, a lot of times the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, Lord help, because I realize I can't do nothing. And, you know, I've been in a place where that's exactly all I could do. I've said this many times. When I come over a truck with a load of propane and had a helper with me that day, and a hill iced up and cars just all over it, in the guardrail, in the ditch and everything, and you touch your brake and there wasn't no stopping, it was just going. And when I come over that hill and seen that, and people out of the cars trying to get away from them, I guess, I don't know. And one guy was standing below his car, and the car coming down the hill, and him holding on his seat, sliding too. And when I come over the hill and seen that, I said, Lord help. And I hit the emergency brake just as hard as I could. Pushed the clutch in and just drove that thing down that hill like it was a sled. And we, through every one of them, never touched a thing. That guy sitting in the truck never made a sound all the way down that hill. We got to the bottom and he said, how did you do that? And I said, I don't know. Yes, it was the Lord. Now, I don't know what, except just a reaction from God that made me put the emergency brake on instead of touching the brake pedal. Because you touch the brake pedal, you lock all of your wheels. But that emergency brake just works on the rear wheels. and it lets them front one free to turn, and it works perfect. And I've tried to store that in the back of my mind. If it ever happens again, think of the emergency brake.
Because that was a reaction that came from God. It didn't come from me or any knowledge that I had prior to that. But I hope that I learned the lesson from that. And each and every one of us, when a time of emergency arises that we can do nothing, God's got the answer that it takes for each and every one of us. If we've got our praying done and it comes up, we don't have to say a long prayer. When we just say the word, Lord, He's already listening. And God always knows what it takes to help me and you. And I think God does more at guiding that truck down that hill that day than I did. But me and you, our life, God can guide our life through everything that the devil is setting to destroy us with. God can guide our life through every bit of it. Bring us out the other side whole with a heart full of love for Him. While we get some song to sing, please, I beg you, each and every one of us, don't let discouragements here keep us from praying a prayer of faith and believing and trusting in God that He'll do exactly what we're asking of Him. You know, praying a prayer and then being watchful in prayer, you'll see that prayer come to pass, what you pray. And then be thankful for all the prayers that God's answered in the past and all those that He's answering for you today. And, you know, I have to say, there's many things that I've probably forgot to thank God for that He done for me. There's many things God done for me that I never even knew that He did for me. But you and I, when we get on our knees, I found it's always best to start off saying thank you, God, for even blessing me to be able to have a time to be able to get down and pray and talk to you. And prayer is something that every Christian needs to do more of. You know, a person that works out with weights, they carry the evidence around with them because their muscles are being hurt. Well, you know, the more you exercise prayer, talking to God, your faith grows. After a while, people are going to see you're strong in the faith. Just like that man that's exercised with weights, people look at him and they say, boy, he's strong. Why? He's got the evidence there. Well, if we carry the evidence around that we're strong in faith, when people come to the place that they need somebody to pray for a problem they've got in their life, who are they going to look to? They're going to be looking and calling upon that one that they see has got faith to believe in what they're asking of God. While we sing, will you come?
When we walk with the Lord,